Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you have reached American Health Crisis. This is your host, Paulette Young, with Selena Lindsay on the line also as a guest. We got another hot topic for you. We're going to talk about sickle cell anemia, or sickle cell disease. Is it increasing? Sickle cell disease affects approximately 100,000 Americans a year. One out of 365 are blacks or Afro-American. One out of 16,300 Latino Americans a year. Are there other groups of people affected by the sickle cell disease? What is the life expectancy of someone with sickle cell disease? 1 in 12 African Americans carry a sickle cell gene. What happens if a couple marries and both have the sickle cell gene? Should there be routine blood tests before marriage to determine if one is sickle cell carrier? Or if you're planning to have children, should you at least have a routine test to make sure that both of you aren't a carrier? Another hot topic tonight, as I said before, your host, Paulette Young, and our guest, Selena Lindsay. And Selena's going to tell you a little bit about herself. And at the end, towards the end of the show, she serves in a lot of capacities, and she's going to tell you about some of the other nonprofits that you may benefit from. Okay, go ahead.
Good evening. I am Selena A. Lindsay. I am a entrepreneur, and in doing that, I try to help the people in our community to be informed with a number of different options concerning their everyday lives, such as anything from food and help for their children, medicine, whatever it is that we can do that we can act as a referral service to help people move forward. A lot of those different topics, there are various different nonprofits that I sit on the board or I have worked with, and we will give you that information at the end of the show. Please stay tuned.
All right. If anybody wants to be able to speak on the air, remember it does go around the world. You would dial in 858-769-4936, press 1. If you want to listen to the broadcast later, it is recorded and it'll be placed on my Facebook page, Healthcare Consultants. You can look up, you can always listen to it at any time. Anyway, I wanted to find out, are there other groups affected by the disease? The answer is yes. I know when I was growing up, I thought it was just a black people's disease, but it's not. You have people of African descent, including African Americans, that's affected by it. You also have the Hispanic Americans from Central and South America. You have the Middle East, Eastern. You have Asians, Indians, and Mediterranean descent. They can come down with it too, and they have. If one's ancestors came from sub-Saharan Africa, or you're from South America or the Caribbean, Central America, Saudi Arabia, India, all of these places, these areas are prone or they do have sickle cell disease. And is it on the increase? Yes, it is on the increase, unfortunately. Is it found in Caucasians? Yes, if they're from Southern Europe and people from Middle Eastern countries, if they're from any of those areas, they can come down with the sickle cell, or they may be a carrier of it. So, what I wanted to do, Selena, is go into some of the, you know, what it is. We may have people listening right now that don't know what it is. Did you want to talk about that, or I'll talk about it? Doesn't matter.
Go right ahead.
Okay.
I'll come back with some numbers.
Huh? I didn't hear you.
I will come back with some numbers.
Okay, great. It's a genetic disorder of the red blood cells. We have normal red blood cells, are shaped like a, you know, circular, like a disc. In a sickle cell disease, the red blood cell shape is different. The red blood cells have a, it's like a crescent shape, like, you know, look like a banana. That's how I want to describe it. When I look at the moon, I think it's a crescent shape sometimes that it looks like, or it resembles what we call a sickle, making it easy for the red blood cells to become trapped in small vessels, which causes the blood not to reach different parts of the body, can cause tissue damage and pain. So when you have two copies of the gene, you have the sickle cell disease, meaning one is coming from the parent, from the father, and the other is coming from the mother. So when you have only one copy, then you have what they call sickle cell trait. And two people with the sickle cell trait shouldn't even get married or be involved or not plan to have children, because it's a 50% chance that you can come down with the disease. And with that, I want to say there's different types of sickle cell disease. Some of the symptoms is fatigue, irritable from, you know, being from the anemia itself. You may have a fussy baby, bedwetting from kidney problems, jaundice, that's yellowing of the eyes and skin, swelling of hands and feet. They have pain, frequent infections, can cause pain in extremities, your back and your chest. There are at least four main types of this disease, or the sickle cell. They have whatever that protein is, they have what they call the S, hemoglobin S. And see, if the man has the hemoglobin S and the wife have hemoglobin S, and then they have a child, and that's supposed to be one of the most severe forms of sickle cell disease. And a lot of times they won't live with it. And just let me back up a little bit. The hemoglobin, some people may not know what that is. That's the oxygen-carrying protein within the red blood cell. So that's in the red blood cell, it's a protein, and the oxygen is carried with that. So if it gets trapped in one of those small cells, then the oxygen's not going to all the tissues and, you know, all over the body like it's supposed to. So we have what you call hemoglobin SS, that's one of them. There's another one called hemoglobin SC. If those two come together, again, it may be less severe than the hemoglobin SS, but still none of the least, it's not a good thing to have. Then they have one that's called hemoglobin SB plus beta thalassemia, if I'm pronouncing it right. You also have hemoglobin SB, and then it has a zero beta zero thalassemia. And then you have hemoglobin SD, hemoglobin SB, and hemoglobin SO. But they're not as severe as the other is. So if you have a trait, it just means you have one of them, but you don't have sickle cell, you don't have the disease. You're a carrier. But if you marry another person that's also a carrier, that's where you may get yourself in trouble when it comes to having kids. There is a blood test that's called hemoglobin electrophoresis. It can determine what type you have. So if both parents carry that sickle cell trait, then baby's at risk for sickle cell disease. Go ahead. Let me let you talk some. Go ahead.
Okay, in terms of numbers, we're back up again to some of the same little things. Basically, 100,000 Americans come down with sickle cell, which means in terms of black Americans, one out of 365. In terms of Spanish last year, we had 16,300. In terms of some ages that are terminal, most of them are between the ages of 1 and 13. Some of the statistics are basically that from the ages 0 to 68, you know, we have an incidence of it appearing within a three-year span, from the ages of 39 to 4, 9 years, because this is also seemingly a disease that can sort of sit around a little while. But when you have the combined thing of the SLs in both partners, then you have a stronger incidence of being able to have a child. But it is something which is between both sexes, male and female, hereditary. So that's something that needs to be watched. Some of the other statistics that I find that are very, very interesting is that last year, 11,702 sickle cell patients had Medicaid. 14,772 had actual insurance. What is the cost of all of this? The cost is $475 million. One of the things that me and Paulette were discussing just before the show was, what is the problem with this? And I always say the same thing, money. When you have that much money that's floating around, $475 million, it's sort of like a lot of other things that we approach on the show. It's a money-making machine. And it gets into everything from the medication to the so-called treatments, which we already know, basically, there is no cure. There are lots of things that they treat. There are lots of lab tests, imaging, and for most patients, it's either chronic or lifelong. And again, reiterating what Paul had already said, the infection, the pain, and the fatigue. It's definitive that some of what they've come up with a few little things that they try to use. But some of the other probable things, because just like something that is bad as a disease, it does one thing, though. Invasive pneumococcal disease seems to be a decline in patients that normally have sickle cell. Well, that's one of the things you probably won't get. And you probably won't get malaria. but other than that, surely what you can get from this is the numbers are skyrocketing. And they are happening because there are no longer certain kinds of tests. There are no longer in certain places requirements for marriage. And so that's why it's important that this news gets out there, that before you do certain kinds of things, you need to know things about that partner, because this is a very expensive business. And it could mean some horrible things for a family. And people that have ancestors, because the popular thing that we're doing these days is we're researching our roots. And so, again, I'll pre-mention those of you that have ancestors from the Saharan African, sub-Saharan African desert, those that even if you are Spanish and from the Western Hemisphere and the Caribbean and Saudi Arabia, you are not left out. There are high incidences of this very same thing that has a very strong possibility that can be basically mutated into being. And we know that the numbers are starting to climb. And so that means that whoever you want to blame, and the blame starts with us as a people. If you plan to marry and have children, you seriously need to have those blood tests done and get this thing checked out, because there is no cure.
Right. And the other thing, especially in some of the other countries, your Mediterranean countries, those are Greece, Turkey, Italy, the Arabian Peninsula, and India, when I say Mediterranean. Well, the big thing is we need to educate the public more about the disease, because it was thought of that it's just blacks or African Americans. No, it far reaches other things. In your developing countries, again, they don't even get early diagnosis or treatment for sickle cell anemia. It's up to 90% of these children will die before they even turn 5 years old. 90%. That's what the World Health Organization is saying. And they have had, they long before had recognized this disease as a global health problem. So it's not even just here in the United States. For example, in Nigeria, 91,000 babies are born with this disease. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, 40,000. And they look for by year 2050, they'll reach something like 140,000. There's a lot of lack of education. And even me, myself, I just thought the only ones who were coming down with it would be the African-Americans. I talked to some of the Latino community. They didn't know. They didn't know that they were subject to coming down with sickle cell. And if you have no early detection, that's far worse, because if you don't run the right test, how do you know what you got? You may just need to do a simple sickle cell test. But if you're not running, you know, looking for the trait or looking for that to be a factor, then how did the person even survive? And that's a tragedy. But it's on the rise. It's not decreasing. It's increasing. And a lot of that has to do with just lack of information. And this disease has been around since 1910. James Herrick, who his patient from West Indies, had anemia. But when he looked at the cells, it was an unusual red cell that had like a sickle shape. And that's just a brief history of that particular thing. He knew that the cell wasn't round like a disc. It was looked like a sickle or like a crescent moon shape. And that is a problem, because if it's not shaped right, if it's not like circular, then it's not going to go through the cell. Yeah, it's not going to go through when the red blood cell is traveling. And we have to remember the red blood cells carry oxygen. So if that red blood cell is being stuck somewhere, it's very painful, and it can cause death eventually over time. Now, the good news, because of some of the newer treatments, that's here in America. They have known them to live from age 60 to 65. That's if they get treatment. And it depends on which form of the disease they have, since there's different, you know, forms, or as they call it, they've been able to label which sickle cell disease you have by the blood tests that they give. So I think what they used to do in the old days, you had to be tested. I think that needs to be brought back. And if nothing else, at least educate people. Educate all the races, because when you say sickle cell, the average person thinks it's a black folks disease, and it's not. It's other people, other races too. We have the highest incidence, but as Selena had already quoted, 16,000 for Latino? That's not a small number. Huh? What? I'm sorry.
16,300, and that's just in the United States.
Yeah, and globally it's higher. Anytime you got babies being born in Nigeria, 91,000. Wow, that's a lot. They don't live past 5 years of age. And a lot of that has to do with lack of funds, lack of money to treat them. 91,000. They don't live past 5 years of age. That's a human tragedy. Especially when it's something that can be, you know, done. Something can be done, but nothing's being done. As we speak, hopefully enough ears are hearing this message and they're going to carry it, you know, to their loved ones. And maybe, hopefully, maybe get the test. When you're joining another human being, get the test to make sure you're okay, that there's not going to be a problem. I didn't realize that it was a world health problem, but it is. In fact, they've noticed that since 2013. Should have noticed it before then. Or someone ran a study, and that's what they came up with. But I didn't even realize that even Asians and Indians, because it's where did their ancestors come from? They come to America, but where were they originally from? In some of the other countries, this is high. Again, if you're just tuning in, this is Paulette Young, your host, and we're talking about sickle cell disease. If you want to talk on the program, you can dial in at 858-769-4936. And if you'd like to talk, just press 1, and you'll be on the air, and you may have a question or you want to make a comment. Join in the conversation. And if you're just tuning in, we have mentioned that sickle cell anemia is a genetic disorder of the red blood cells, and that the red blood cells are shaped like a disc or something round, where a sickle cell is not shaped, it's not circular. It looks crescent or a sickle. And because of that odd shape, that red blood cell has a hard time traveling to all parts of your body. We've come a long ways. I know sometimes diet does help. They have better medication. When they came out with some of the new vaccines, like the pneumonia one, that's helped a lot. So they have made advances. But as Selena stated, it doesn't, there's no cure. You can get treatment, but there's no cure. And I'm almost sure the reason that the rest of the world, they're dying at a higher rate, the babies that won't live past 5 years of age, I'm sure, you know, they don't have the same access to medicine. And even in our own country, if you don't have insurance, you may not get the treatment that's needed, or you don't go to the hospital to even see that something's wrong. That's not good.
And there's also a statistic that says that 40% of all sickle cell patients end up with at least one or two hospital stays every
year.
Wow.
And then the cost is astronomical.
And again, the cost.
Yeah,
exactly.
For
and
a whole year.
Mm-hmm.
That's here in the United States. $475 million?
Yes.
That's a lot of money. I think more money needs to be poured into education so we can avoid this $475 million, you know, from all the treatment and hospital and things of that nature. How can we get the costs of those numbers down? Unless we can reduce the number of cases, it's like it's
that's
impossible.
Exactly. That's
and
exactly.
And the only way you can reduce the amount of cases is through education. with all this social media, I mean, with all this technology, there must be a way. People are used to computers and, you know, their phones. There's got to be a way to educate. You know, you have to leave your house to get the education. They should be educated. You don't even have to see the person, just like how we're talking through the phone and through the internet. That's education. Got to go there in order to reach the masses. Because the masses ain't coming to nobody's seminar. You can reach more people through the seminars or the programs that are through internets and telephones than we have ever reached before. And like this message would go into all the countries throughout the whole United States. In fact, it goes into Nigeria. There, that's a different story because I'm not sure why they're not getting the medicine. That part, is it just because of lack of funds? I know the United States only give 1% to foreign aid. People think we give a lot. It's 1%, and we scream. We shouldn't be. Okay, if anyone's listening, you can call in at any time, 5-858-769-4936 and press 1. Just call it Young on the Air along with Selena Lindsay. Okay, because we have till, we're not overtime, Selena. We have till 9 o'clock. So unless you have something else to say, I'm going to go ahead and you can tell us about some of the other programs that you run.
Okay, so we're going to move ahead and talk about a little bit of health that's out there within, first of all, our local community that we live in, and then we're going to move on to a few states across the country, starting with VeteranCareSolutions.org, which is run by LaShonda Jones. Ms. LaShonda Jones can be reached at area code 909-329-8288. And Veteran Care Solutions does exactly what its name implies. They work with veterans and try to find solutions in terms of where they live at, how they receive health care, and how various different problems that they may have are dealt with. The next on the list has a very, very cute name called Sick and Tired of Being Sick and Tired. And her name is Kathy Braxton. Kathy is located at 290 East D Street in Colton, California. On the fourth Saturday of every month, they hand out food and whatever it is that they have to try to help those that are indigent. Again, that address is 290 East D Street in Colton, California. Kathy Braxton can be reached at area code 562-313-0041. Again, 313-0041. The next organization is an organization in which I myself also sit on the board. The name of that organization is Sowing Seeds for Life. And you can go to our website, which is sowingseedsforlife.org. And we're located at 1350 Arrow Highway. What we do there is we are the second largest food bank in Southern California. And a basic belief that no child and no person should be going hungry. If you would like to volunteer or perhaps come out and or donate to the organization, please feel free to call us at area code 909-293-7735, extension 232, and ask to speak to Fran Robinson. Again, Sowing Seeds for Life, 1350 Arrow Highway, phone number 909-293-7735, extension 232. And please ask to speak to Fran Robinson. The next organization that we would like to talk about is called Camp Corral. Camp Corral is a free summer camp, which is primarily designed for military children with priority given to a wounded or disabled or fallen military family. Camp Correll can be reached by going to the website, which is www.campcorral.org, or please feel free to call area code 855-605-1267. Again, Camp Correll at area code 855-605-1267. The next organization that we would like to talk about is called Bright Prospect. Bright Prospect is located at 1460 East Hope in unit number 74 in Pomona, and the phone number over there is 909-623-9007. This particular organization focuses on low-income students and to help them get through college. You can look at a lot of what Bright Prospect does by simply going to their website, which is www.brightprospect.org. Another organization which we think is doing an excellent job with helping abuse, use, and trafficking women. This organization is run by Elsa Gardner. The name of the organization is the Kennedy Foundation. The Kennedy Foundation is located at 2501 North Gary Avenue in Pomona. Please feel free to call Elsa Gardner if you have a donation or perhaps you would like to volunteer at area code 714-471-2300. The next organization we'd like to talk about is called Helping Hands Caring Heart Ministry. Their phone number over there is 909-730-5313. And primarily what they do is they have a focus on those that are indigent and are without food or a place to stay. They work really, really hard in trying to help the homeless and those that are basically in the street. And again, the name of that organization is Helping Hands Caring Heart Ministry, and that phone number again is 909-730-5313. At basically the end of our broadcast, I always like to basically say a little bit that is my own personal opinion. Here goes. We are pro-poor, interacting with the poor in a way that provides choice and dignity. I have a personal belief, and that belief is in fishing rods rather than fishing. Implementing sustainable environmental practices, and preferably those things would be changing the behaviors that contribute to poverty. For listening to this broadcast, and look forward to you being with us again to talk about another hot topic. Have a great evening.
Thank you, Selena. And Selena comes with a vast, vast background, really good, especially when it comes to dealing with various people. So we're on the air every Monday, 8 p.m. Pacific time, and always another topic is being talked about, information that's needed. So much for so many people that are totally unaware. It can save a life. Thank you. Bye.